I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
They churn out hits with ease, which is why they're your favorite set of double D's. It's Watch What Happens Live with Duran Duran now. Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse, joined by a group of new wave icons who've sold over 100 million albums, won 2 Grammys, and toured all over the world. But tonight, they're playing the hottest venue in the late night broom closet studio circuit. Their upcoming album is called Future Past. It's out October 22nd, but you can pre-order it now, and you're going to want to. Please welcome Duran Duran! Exciting. I feel like I'm on the bow of the boat in Rio.
Really? Not the Titanic.
No. Over at the bar, serving drinks on the rocks, we've got someone who usually serves up books on rock, like talking to girls about Duran Duran. And most recently, Dreaming the Beatles. It's Rolling Stone writer Rob Sheffield. Hey, great to see you. And I get the sense Rob is a little bit of a Bravo-holic as well, which I appreciate.
Tiny bit.
Who is Hunky Dory?
I wonder every day.
Yes, you do. Now, for a thought-provoking deep dive on the life and career of Duran Duran, you can talk to Rob Sheffield. But if you want a semi-shady sprint through their biggest moments in the style of short attention span theater, you can come to Daddy. It's time to go outside the music studio. Simon, what was your first concert?
My first concert was The Stranglers and a band called London at Brunel University.
At Brunel University?
Brunel University, 1970, a long time ago.
Nick, what was the best advice you received from a fellow musician?
Stick together.
Stick together. And you took the advice.
Well, it was from Mick Jagger, so I had no choice.
Wow. That's great. At what point did he give you that advice?
When we'd already lasted longer than the Sex Pistols and almost as long as the Beatles, but probably about 6 years in.
Wow. John, without naming names, unless you want to, what's the worst behavior you ever witnessed from a fellow rock star?
I wasn't crazy about that dildo. I'll just leave it there.
Okay, all right. Good, it begs questions, but that is great. About a great rock and roll band, there is mystique, there are questions that remain. Roger, Beatles or Rolling Stones?
I've got to say the Beatles.
All right. I want to know what each of your favorite Duran Duran songs is. Simon.
Secret October.
The Show.
Anything on the new album.
Anything on the new album.
Right. You know, hey.
I mean, the man knows how
to sell. We're selling the album.
Yes, exactly. What about yours?
It's got to be Invisible from the new album.
Okay, very good. Mine is Save a Prayer.
All right. Yeah. You like that too.
What is the most important item on your tour rider, Simon?
A masseuse.
Masseurs. Nick, craziest thing that's been tossed on stage by a fan? Back to the dildo? No.
No. There was a time when, for some reason, there was a sort of monkey outbreak, and we used to get monkeys thrown on stage. And I think there was one gig in, I think, in Las Vegas when we had about 50 monkeys on stage. And I was starting to get concerned that something was amiss.
Stuffed monkey.
Stuffed monkey.
Yeah, don't monkey with
the
business.
Thank you very much, Duran Duran. Now, after 40 years in the business, Duran Duran is as fresh as ever, but I want to know about the times in their career where the guys behind Notorious got notoriously fresh. Okay, I want to find out with what's the Notorious story. Gents, tell me the most notorious part about the following moments. Simon, or any of you, most notorious part about performing at Live Aid in 1985. Oh. That was such an incredible... Anyone have a memory of that just blows you away?
Yeah. My bum note.
Did you hit a bad note?
I went, at the end of it, when all you see is the view to a kill.
Wow.
And it wasn't that bad.
And that still sticks out in your...
He has to carry that.
Yes, he does. Most notorious part of meeting Princess Diana, for any of you. She was such
We can't say it on television.
Wow. See that? These guys. She was a huge fan of yours. She was a big John fan. John,
I don't know. I mean, it's love at first sight.
Yes.
In the picture, look at that.
Yes.
I'm trying. Oh, yeah. I'm trying.
Yes, you are. You're succeeding.
The seduction eyes are going in.
Most notorious. Sorry.
And you can see me, I'm going, God, she likes him more than me.
Yeah. It needs a bubble. It's something to do with hairdressers.
What was the most notorious part of filming the girls on film music video?
The whole thing.
Have you ever been on a porn film set?
I haven't.
Not yet.
Neither have I. That was the nearest.
Really?
And it was rough.
Really?
Yeah, it was tough.
Oh, wow.
Didn't you think?
No.
Oh, really?
We loved it.
No, we were trying to make a good video, so...
And you did. Most notorious part of recording Lindsay Lohan's spoken word bridge for Dance Phobia.
Oh. Well, there hadn't been a girl in the studio for about 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was the first girl in the studio for 8 months?
Yeah.
Good.
It was
she
good.
She smelled great.
She smelled great.
Yeah.
Nick, most notorious part of being friends with Andy Warhol?
I don't know.
That's a good Andy. What was the most notorious part of celebrating Nick's 21st birthday at Studio 54, guys? Do you guys remember the party?
I can't remember it.
Can't remember it.
That's the best thing about it.
Exactly.
Yes, that's the point.
If you were there, you can't remember.
Do you remember anyone who came, Nick?
I don't know whether it was that one, but actually one year, Andy came and a lot of the other artists, people like Keith Haring, and I'd invited Quentin Crisp, actually.
Yes.
Because I'd said to someone, I'd really like to meet him. The book, The Naked Civil Servant, is really special. And they said, he's in the phone directory in New York. Just look his number up and call him, and he'll come.
And
we did, and he did.
That's amazing. Most notorious part of your first North American tour in the 80s. That had to be... Do you remember any of that?
Yeah.
Well, the Roxy in Los Angeles. Yeah. Two shows.
One
was at 9 o'clock and it lasted about 50 minutes. One was at 11 o'clock and it lasted about 35 minutes. But we played all the same songs.
Wow.
I'll leave that with you.
Wow, really? You were blowing rails like crazy. Okay, most notorious part of touring with Blondie in 1982.
Ooh.
Were you guys pals with Debbie?
Yeah,
they were so good to us.
Great.
So gracious, and we were young kids just kind of coming up, and they were so lovely with us.
Yeah.
And that kind of enabled us to just take that next step.
Yeah, I mean, we were big fans of theirs, and we still are. I think Debbie's incredible. She's a national treasure for America. And actually, the bit that I remember is we got one of our first encores in front of a huge audience at the CNE in Toronto. Which was kind of amazing for us because we were used to playing little clubs and suddenly there's 40, 50,000 people and we got an encore.
Yeah, speaking
of national treasure...
And Debbie came on stage with Blondie and said, how do you follow that?
Right,
And actually at the Meadowlands where we played and David Johansen was third on the bill, singer from the New York Times.
Yes.
Typical. That was where we met Nile Rodgers for the first time.
Wow.
So that started that.
Speaking of national treasures, most notorious part of touring with David Bowie in 87.
Well, yes, David Bowie, when we used to go on stage, we always wondered why the front rows were empty.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out David was meeting all of his sponsors while we were on stage. So that was a little lesson that we learned from that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Look at DB in that picture.
Someone named Little J95 with a bunch of numbers said, did Duran Duran and The Cure really hate each other's music and aesthetic, or was that fabricated by the press?
No, they just hated our music.
They hated your music.
I love The Cure. The Cure are one of my favorite bands. I love The Cure.
So that was a manifestation of the press.
I think so.
I think
you know about that one.
Yes. Jared P wants to know, I'm so excited for your new album. Any collaborations you can share?
Yeah. We've got a collaboration with a Swedish pop artist called, her name is Tove Lo.
Yes.
And we've got...
Chai.
A fantastic Japanese new punk band. All girl punk band.
Girl.
Chai. If you haven't heard them yet, check them out. They're amazing.
Will we get a tour to support the new album?
Yes.
Very good. I want to go to our virtual fans with questions for Duran Duran. Erica from Virginia has a question for Simon. What's your question, Erica? Hey, Erica.
Hey, Andy. Hey, guys. Simon, my question is this. Who are you most starstruck by and who are you most disappointed in when you recorded Do They Know It's Christmas with Band-Aid?
Oh, that was a legendary. You had Phil Collins, you had Boy George, Bono, George Michael.
Status Quo.
Yes.
Paul Weller. The chick that John took home with him that night.
Only one?
Only one that night, wasn't it? John's a maverick.
Yes.
Yes. I've already forgotten the question, by the way.
Who were you most starstruck?
You were the most starstruck. Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yes.
That was the most star-striking moment.
That was not it. Do They Know It's Christmas? Well, who were you most starstruck by it? Do They Know It's Christmas? Was it?
I don't know. Most starstruck. You see, I'd pick somebody else too. I would say Buzz Aldrin. Because that seems...
Yes, all right. Okay, here's Brian from Louisville with a question for the group.
Hi, hey, Andy. Brian.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Looking back, were there any artists you felt totally ripped you off with their music video since you were the ones who had such a huge influence on that part of the business?
Can anybody hear me?
I can't hear him.
Basically, what he is saying is, since you guys were such vanguards in the music video universe, was there anyone who you felt came after you who kind of was ripping off your shtick in the music video genre?
I don't know about ripping things off. I think that for sure the person we all thought was making the greatest videos at the same sort of time was Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I think Michael Jackson
all right, well,
as well.
Thank you, virtual fans. What'd you say?
Michael.
Did you guys have a friendship with Michael Jackson in the day?
Over to you, Nick.
Yeah, all right. Well, there is one story I guess we can share. So we go home after a tour. It must have been about like 1983, I think. And I get home and the phone rings. And my mum says, there's somebody on the phone for you. He says his name's Michael Jackson. And I said, oh, okay, let me go. And I thought it was one of our crew winding me up because they said, oh, Michael wants to do a song with you. Anyway, I start talking to the person on the phone and saying, so, Michael, how are you doing? Oh, hi, I'm fine. And so it goes.
Mickey Mouse.
It keeps going on like this. And then I started to worry after about a minute. I thought, oh my God, it is Michael Jackson, isn't it? And so, yeah, he was keen to make a record. And I go the next day to everyone. It's when we got the Reflex out. And I go to everyone, say, hey, Michael Jackson called last night. Do you fancy maybe doing a song with him or something? They all went, nah.
No!
And I've got to tell you, Nick, I've got to tell you, after all these years, Nick, it was me.
The new album is Future Past. Tell me, what do you want people to know about the new album? What's the sound?
It's new. It's a new Duran Duran album, which means, all right. Which means that we've pushed the boat out a little bit, you know?
You have?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've tried some new ideas, been listening to new music, and it's fun.
John, Becker M. Babe wants to nominate your wife to become a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. Mm. Any thoughts about that?
Fortunately, she doesn't live in Beverly Hills, so...
Cheryl D, Facebook. Simon, on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous were you when you performed Ordinary World with Pavarotti?
10!
11.
This is a great question. One True Blue 21, which song of yours gave you the biggest payday?
Ooh.
The gift that keeps giving.
Right. Would it be Rio, Hungry Like the Wolf?
I think it was probably Yesterday. Yesterday was the one that made the most money.
What about Happy Birthday to You? That's you worked did. Very well for you, Nick.
You did. Taylor Made Bombshell wants to know, would you ever, if you were asked, would you create another Bond theme song? And Was that a creatively satisfying experience
like
for you?
Like a shot.
It is, definitely. I mean, it's a fantastic sort of songwriting test. Uh-huh. It's become one of the few kind of international songwriting sort of contests in a way, right? Yes. Everybody, yeah. Whoever they are, they embrace it in a particular way. And it's sort of, it's the kind of criteria that we love. Yes. Dramatic pop with an edge, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And it's interesting because you hear all these songs and they really, you hear them and you're like, yes, that is a Bond.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody tries quite hard to get it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you guys sure got it right. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Since Duran Duran dominated the music video era, I thought I would try on my VJ hat for a second and count down my top 5 music videos of all time. My number 5 video was sketchy in all the right ways. It's A-ha's Take On Me. Coming in at number 4, it's the Billy Joel video for Allentown. Yeah. Here's why. There's a shower scene where they showed a bunch of guys' butts, and when you're 14 in St. Louis in 1982, that is compelling. And I know I need to communicate my feelings about the Queen of Pop because she's always saying to express yourself, which is the video snagging my number 3 spot. I couldn't leave out everyone's favorite anthem about asking someone to leave. Number 2, Michael Jackson's Beat It. And since I need to wrap up this list before we have to beat it, my number 1 music video of all time is Rio. Just kidding. I want to thank Duran Duran and Rob Sheffield for being here. Everybody, check out Future Boss. It's a new album from Duran Duran coming out in October. You can pre-order it now. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back. We are hanging out with Duran Duran. The album is Future Past. Culture Pass. It's on October 22nd, available for pre-order now. Rob Sheffield writes for Rolling Stone. He's also the author of Talking to Girls about Duran Duran, recently dreaming the Beatles. Do you have any questions for the band?
Union of the Snake. On the climb, semi on the climb, or on the fall?
On the climb, semi on the climb, or on the fall?
We'll refer that one to Charlie, I think.
That's how deep he is.
On the climb.
That's how deep Rob is when it comes to...
On the semi, baby. Know what I mean?
Roger Delaney FH wants to know, what Duran Duran song is your favorite to rock out to on a drum solo?
A drum solo? We don't really do drum solos.
Okay.
But I would say Rio is probably my favorite song to rock out on.
Nick and John, Claudette J said, since you've known each other since you were kids, between the two of you, who would you say was more changed by fame?
Oh, he wow. is so changed by fame. You he, so he's changed. Barely recognizable.
Lisa O.
He lies.
Lisa O. wants to know if any of you are interested in making a biopic about Duran Duran, like Bohemian Rhapsody or Rocket Man.
Well, it's a very flattering idea, isn't it? I think every band would like to have a biopic made out of them.
It's good. Is that like yes. where they cut
Can
you
Can I have a young Brad Pitt you? Play me?
Yes, obviously.
A biopic, that's where they cut you open, right? And
yeah,
see what you
right.
died on?
Oh, no. Yes, that's right. John, Jake F. wants to know what on-set memories you have from guest starring in Miami Vice back in the day.
Ooh. Actually, that just reminds me. I need to roll my sleeves.
Yes, you do.
That's what it is.
Oh, my God. Well, Duran Duran may be synonymous with New Wave, but for this next part, they're going to tell me something new by waving a light in their face. It's time for the triumphant return of Dish in the Dark. Guys, I'm going to make some never have I ever statements. If you're guilty of doing that thing, let us know by shining the flashlight
in your mug.
Okay, we're going to dim the lights. Pass those out. All right, here we go. Have you ever forgotten the lyrics or chords mid-performance?
How the hell does this
Are you a member of the Mile High Club? Have you ever trashed a hotel room? Shine your light on the guy who spent the most time primping his hair back in the day. Have you ever blown six figures in a single day? Have you ever pulled a fan on stage because you thought she was hot? Have you ever peed yourself on stage? You know what? Shania Twain was on this show.
Just keep the light on.
She did. We've had a lot of people who...
It's normal.
Yes, it seems like. Shine your light on the member of the band who you think has the highest freak number. Have you ever gotten in a fight with a fellow rock star from another band?
I can't recall.
Thank you for playing Dish in the Dark. I want to thank Duran Duran. Pre-order Future Pals. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuge,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. We'll be right back. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.